This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This A's Cast download is brought to you by Link Soul. Check out their spring collection. Go to LinkSoul.com. And by Nest Bedding. Love where you sleep. Go to NestBedding.com.
Oakland A's baseball is just around the corner.
The pitch to Ramon is drilled to left center, way back. How far will it fly as the A's take the lead? Laureano drills one up into the seats in left center.
The high set, the leg kick, the pitch. Fastball, strike three, called high octane at 95.
It's time to take you inside the clubhouse with the A's Total Access pregame show, presented by Chevron. Follow the A's 24-7 on A's Cast, your home for nonstop A's baseball. A's Total Access with Chris Townsend starts now.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Oakland Coliseum for Game 2 of this three-game set between the Athletics and the Houston Astros. Vince Catronio will be calling the action today. And Vince, can you get a better day than we got out here?
It's gorgeous. This is a little bit of a change for you, Townie, and that's kind of like the old-timey Lasorda days where he would change the lineup 5 minutes before game time and make everybody in the press box upset. So Ken's normally sitting in this spot. He's here today. He's working, but we've shifted things around. He's going to be with you a little bit later on.
Hey, whether it's either one of you, I'm good to go. Let's rock. It's a baseball game. I'm ready to make it happen.
For sure. And the A's, we know what they're up against, know where they've been. The challenge facing Framber Valdez is immense. He's one of the best pitchers in the league. A great ground ball rate, power curveball. And we'll see what Hogan Harris has learned since the one, for him, forgettable Major League debut. As a kid, you're always dreaming for that chance. And when he pitched in that game against the Mets, he got the first out. He retired Daniel Vogelbach, and then things kind of went sideways. And that game was still close. I know the A's ended up walking 17 men in that game. But when he came in that game, the A's were only trailing 6-3. And then, he got the one out, then couldn't get another out after that. But we're going to see a good fastball changeup combination from Hogan. He's added a harder curveball to go along with the cut fastball as well. So hoping that the things that he did, especially his last few starts at Vegas, where there's better command of the pitches, that will show itself this afternoon against the Astros.
Well, and one good note for the A's offense. Let's talk about Seth Brown. I mean, this is supposed to be a big year for him, obviously. But the oblique and is out for a while. We were hoping he'd be around a 30 home run guy. But now that he's back, consecutive games with home runs, what are you seeing in Seth Brown?
Well, you're looking for a connection in the lineup, right? I mean, he led the club in home runs a year ago with 25 and 20 the year before that. This is a bat the A's need in their lineup to provide some length, provide certainly some protection for guys like Noda or, for Brent Rooker as well. And just great to see when he came to the A's in Seattle last week, Townie, and in that first game and against Luis Castillo. And, he was able to pull the ball and put it in the right field. So the concern about timing for him, I think, was alleviated with that very first game. And hopefully that's something that continues. Certainly, given where the A's are right now, trying to generate any kind of positivity, having a welcome, experienced bat like that back in the lineup, hopefully we'll provide, again, the chance to kind of stretch the lineup a little bit and get some offense going.
You mentioned Tommy Lasorda. In the media room today, we are doing Italian, and there is spaghetti and meatballs. Will there be somebody out blowing kisses to the fans today like Tommy used to do?
I think it's all tied in together, Tony. I think you're right. I mean, if there was anybody that loved a free meal, it was Tommy Lasorda.
There was nothing better at Candlestick Park when he would get thrown out and, he had to walk all the way down
right.
The right field line and he would blow kisses to the fans the whole way down. Oh, it was great theater.
Mm-hmm. Well, he was one of the great characters of the game, back at a time where managers could really argue and and put on a show. He did the same thing before that as a longtime third base coach. And the bit that he had with the Philly Fanatic, which everybody has seen time and time again, it is absolutely priceless, where he wanted no part of being made fun of by the Fanatic and went out and grabbed the Tommy dummy and grabbed it away from the Fanatic. He was not a guy that's normally happy, normally smiling, and very upbeat. Was not very upbeat that day in the city of brotherly love.
The Hall of Famer. Great stuff. Have a good call.
Thank you, Tony.
Ryan Stanek, the great reliever for the Houston Astros. We'll get you ready for A's baseball with him next, right here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network.
This is Chris Townsend. There are two things that are a must for me: comfort and style. Whether I'm playing golf, going to dinner, I've got to have the right feel. That's why I've partnered with LinkSole, and you're going to love LinkSole. They have just released their new spring line, new fabrics for their polos, lightweight and perfect for technical performance. LinkSole also has new styles for their layers and hoodies with cool prints and seasonal colors. You know what they say in the big leagues: look good, play good. Go to LinkSole.com. That's LinkSole.com.
We are right in the middle of major season on the PGA Tour. Hey, those guys are good, but it won't stop you from having a great golf outing at Cinnabar Hills Golf Club. Just a short drive south of fast-paced Silicon Valley, the 27 holes of championship golf will give you and your friends a full day of enjoyment. Plus, a great 19th hole experience awaits at the Grill. Not only golf, but Cinnabar Hills is ready to provide a first-class experience for any event. Learn more at CinnabarHills.com, CinnabarHills.com.
Who's feeling pretty confident about the SUV they drive? Ask anyone who owns a Honda.
We're a family of six, and our Honda is definitely like our number seven. It's a part of our family.
My Honda CR-V has beauty, brains, and talent.
From the fuel-efficient CR-V hybrid to the rugged Passport to the three-row Pilot, there's a Honda SUV for every style of NorCal driver. All on sale now at your NorCal Honda dealer. For details, ask anyone who owns a Honda or visit NorCalHondaDealers.com.
This is A's Total Access.
For so many years, Ryan Stanek with the Rays was known as the opener. Now he's just a World Series champion. We've had him on A's Cast Live for years. Caught up with him in the dugout yesterday before the ball game.
It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. It's something that obviously as a kid you dream of, and like that's like obviously why we play, and like the final goal, like at the end of the season. So it's pretty cool to have that feeling and like really feel like you accomplished something.
Well, and to think about, you know, you knew you're on good teams with the Rays, but when you got to this point and to the Astros, you knew I really got a shot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. And that was a big reason why I chose to come here, was because like I knew the team was good. There was a lot of good players, and they've had a history of helping guys improve, and like that's so important, especially like for me, is sitting there going, I want to go someplace where they take pride in making you better and having the tools to help you along the way, and that's something that I've really enjoyed about being here, and obviously getting to meet a bunch of really good dudes and good players, like that doesn't hurt, but like this is an organization, they've done a really good job of like helping everybody become like a better version of themselves.
That is unbelievable, because you think about, you guys are here at the highest level and you think that everybody has the best coaching, but you realize some teams with their data and with their coaching, they're just better than others. And we started hearing about how Garrett Cole got better here, Justin Verlander got here. Now you come here and you're talking about that. So what was it with you? Because you were already fantastic with the Rays. What was it when you got here that they said, let's do this, and you got better doing it?
I feel like it's not complete overhauls. It's little adjustments on like what you already do good and improving what you do well. So I think that's such a like fine line that some organizations do really, really good is like, all right, this is what I know you're good at, and like how can we make that just marginally better, and that makes such a big difference. Because if you're improving things that you already do well, but like those are the things you do most often, if you do the things you do most often better, like it's going to be better. It's
a no-brainer.
Yeah, it's not always working on the major weaknesses, because most of the time it's like if if you're playing and you're like, well, if I'm going to get beat, I'm not going to get beat on my weakness. I'm going to go out there and get beat on what I do best. So you want to make your weaknesses better, but also, like, as long as your strengths are also getting better at the same time, like, you become just a more well-rounded player. I think that's such a good trait that this organization has done, is like, they've done a really good job of identifying, like, the things that they think will be successful in the clubhouse and on the team for what the team needs, and then being able to go, hey, we really like this, you should do more of this, we don't like this, that's not going to play with what you do as well, so hey, maybe do less of this and more of this, and you kind of hit a steady upward swing.
To hear the entire interview, go to athletics.com/acecast, or you can watch it on the A's YouTube channel. Coming up next, Robert Ford, play-by-play man for the Houston Astros, joins Jessica Kleinschmidt right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
Innovation is at the core of Cal State East Bay, like at our Green Biome Institute, where faculty and students preserve genetic information from California's endangered plants, or how we open doors for local entrepreneurs at our Small Business Development Center. From educators to nurses to STEM professionals, Cal State East Bay has real impact throughout the region's neighborhoods, boardrooms, and the entire economy. Be part of the innovation. Connect with Cal State East Bay at csueastbay.edu/impact.
Chevron with Techron has unbeatable engine cleaning power, and it gives you unbeatable mileage for all kinds of unbeatable destinations, like time in the sun at the beach, or time in the sun riding roller coasters, or a day in the sun hiking mountains. Well, probably just one mountain would be enough for a day, but hiking a mountain is still an unbeatable choice for how to spend time. Download the Chevron app now to get unbeatable mileage at locations near you.
If you're looking for a great place to eat and watch games, go see our friends at the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. The Chicken Pie Shop is one of the hottest restaurants in Walnut Creek. You're not going to find a better menu, and come try their world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 86 years. Spacious indoor and outdoor dining, perfect for your next private party or corporate event. Don't forget free parking. For more information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
A's Cast is your destination for nonstop A's baseball.
The pitch to Seth Brown now, and he drills one to right, way back, and no doubt, and that quickly, the A's have taken the lead, second deck.
This is A's Total Access with Chris Townsend, presented by Chevron.
Welcome back to A's Total Access, presented by Chevron. Jessica Kleinschmidt here, joined by Robert Ford, broadcaster for the Houston Astros. Robert, thanks for joining me today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
It's a little overcast today, but that's okay. Maybe we'll be blessed with some better weather. And we were just talking before we started recording, you know, every day's fun, and it's especially fun covering a team like the Houston Astros. There's a lot of success there. But is there anything at all that maybe this team needs to improve on to maybe push them over to the postseason?
I mean, I think there's several things, honestly. I mean, the offense, particularly the right-handed hitters, there hasn't been much slugging. They're third from the bottom in the majors and slugging from their right-handed hitters. And a lot of that is Jose Altuve only came back last weekend. Jose Abreu has been a disappointment to this point. Alex Bregman has shown flashes, but he hasn't been as consistent as he's been in the past. So I think that's one of the big things, is they need some more slug from their right-handed hitters. Alvarez and Tucker, left-handed hitters, have both been outstanding. Now, on the pitching side, I think this team definitely could use at least one or two more starters. And Dana Brown, the general manager, has more or less said that that's where they're going to be looking when the trade deadline, or before the trade deadline, rolls around. Lance McCullers Jr. is out. Luis Garcia is going to have had Tommy John surgery. Jose Urquidy, he may be back around the All-Star break. But the Astros certainly need more depth in their rotation. And I think that was apparent coming into the year. But then, as always, once you have some injuries, that depth gets tested even more.
And you mentioned Altuve. He did come back from that injury that he suffered at the WBC. Tell me a little bit about the impact that he makes on a roster. I feel like from afar, we know Altuve is a good ball player, but what kind of an impact does he have when he is healthy and in that lineup?
Well, I think just his energy rubs off on everyone, especially when you think about a day like today, day game after a night game. He's going to lead off the game. and there's going to be energy there. Regardless of what he does, whether he hits a home run, whether he makes an out, there's going to be energy there. And he always has that bounce in his step. So there's that in addition to, obviously, the great production that he provides. So I think he's, you know, having him back just gives this team so much. And even having him around the team while he was out, I think, was helpful as well.
And talk to me a little bit about that. Like, every team's going to be bitten by the injury bug. When you have a veteran presence like that, they can't contribute physically. But how does that help the clubhouse when they're just physically there?
Well, I mean, I think a great example is Michael Brantley. You know, he's working his way back from a shoulder injury, has dealt with some inflammation, although he's getting a lot better. You know, and he's, you know, they call him Uncle Mike. And I mean, he's a guy, you know, he can seem kind of grumpy sometimes, but, you know, he always has something to say. And he's one of those guys, when he speaks, you listen, because he may not say a lot, but it's always meaningful and impactful. So, you know, having somebody like that around, having Altuve around when he was out, I think all that makes a difference. And I think that's one thing that's changed. I've talked about this with Dusty Baker. You know, it used to be when a guy was hurt, it was out of sight. Like, especially when the team was on a road, you didn't see him. And, you know, we'll talk to you when you get back. But I think, you know, the mentality has changed where it's like, hey, these, you know, having these guys around the team can be good for the team and also for those players. So they feel like, you know, they're still involved even though they're not playing. Now, I don't think you can do that with everybody, but I think certainly with guys like Altuve and Brantley, I think it really helps.
I'm going to try to make you describe Dusty Baker in 30 seconds or less. He's one of the most complex men I've ever come across. A manager before is one thing, but he's just a good man. What's it like having him as your manager?
Well, I always tell people he's the coolest person I've ever met, even though, you know, he's, you know, almost 74 years old. But yeah, I mean, you can talk to him about baseball. You can talk to him about music. You can talk to him about anything. And what's amazing is, I mean, it's a little bit morbid, but, you know, every time somebody dies, you talk to Dusty Baker and there's some sort of connection. Like, he talked about playing basketball against Jim Brown last week. I was talking with him yesterday and he was telling me about how he almost bought Ike and Tina Turner's house in the LA area when he was playing for the Dodgers. I mean, you know, whether he's met someone or, you know, Harry Belafonte passed away recently. Dusty said he was at a party once in LA with him and Archbishop Desmond Tutu. Like, I mean, like, what? You know, I mean, and it's just, and it's not like he's name dropping or bragging. It's just, this is the life he's lived. And, yeah, just so much fun to be around every day.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
That was Robert Ford, broadcaster for the Houston Astros. We'll take it back to you, Towny, as A's Total Access, presented by Chevron, continues.
It is truly amazing. Dusty Baker knows everybody. He almost bought Tina Turner's house. I mean, it's D-Bake. It's who he is. All right, we're getting you ready for the Astros and the Athletics. Coming up next, we'll have the stat of the day, and then we'll hear from the voice of your Oakland Athletics, Ken Korak, right here on A's Total Access, and it's brought to you by Chevron.
Thanks to the Xfinity 10G network, my little brother's friends won't leave our house. When I was their age, internet with basically no interruptions was a pipe dream.
You sound like my grandpa.
Now through June 21st, new customers can get 200 megabit internet on the Xfinity 10G network for just $25 a month for 2 years with no annual contract. Go to Xfinity.com/10G, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary.
When Northern California businesses need some pop in their lineup, they call the bank rooted in the East Bay. Mechanics Bank. Since 1905, Mechanics Bank has been helping Bay Area and Northern California businesses find success and perform at the top of their game. See how they can make a difference in your business today. Call or stop by your local branch or visit mechanicsbank.com. Mechanics Bank, the official East Bay Bank of the Oakland A's. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
This is A's Total Access.
Welcome to this edition of Around the Minors. I'm Russ Langer, visiting with Steve Scarsone of the Oakland Athletics player development staff. Steve, let's start at the beginning, where you grew up in the Anaheim area. You're an Angels fan?
Well, I guess as much as you would. You know, back then we didn't go to a lot of games. Most of the time, you know, you're out there playing yourself. I think we'd go like twice a year. It would be on Little League night, where we got to wear our uniforms and wandered around with our teams. And then usually our folks would come, my brother and I would we'd go to some kind of a giveaway type of thing. You know, back when they used to give out full-size helmets. I remember one night we went and they gave out like a 30-inch bat, wooden bat, and all the kids were banging it on the on the concrete steps and such like that. And I think that was the last time they ever did that, because you could look see the players looking up like, God almighty, what are we doing here? So, but yeah, I guess I was an Angels fan. Mostly, you know, we just played sports year round. You know, we had the great weather out there. So professional sports was really not even on my radar. It was just, you know, just wanted to go out and play. Played through high school. Didn't get much of a look by any colleges, and especially not professionally. Out of high school, I went to a junior college and kind of grew up there. And after my first year there, I got drafted by the Phillies. I also had a full scholarship offered for Cal, which was a tough decision to make, but I decided to go ahead and sign in 86 with the Phillies, and that's where that part of my life started.
All right, so you've played in the big leagues, you've managed in a number of different levels, and let the folks know with a description of what exactly it is you're doing now in player development.
Well, I am the outfield and base running coordinator for our minor league system. I am also the Arizona field coordinator, which means I run and organize all of the spring training and instructional league and any other full organizational minor league situations that go on down at our complex down in at Fitch Park down in Mesa. So I travel around throughout the summer to all of our affiliates, Vegas being one of them. We also have our AA club in Midland, High A in Lansing, Michigan, and our low A down in Stockton, California. And I'll travel throughout the summer and see all those different clubs, work with the outfielders and the base runners, as well as working with the coaching staff, especially some of the younger coaches and managers, just kind of give them a little bit of insight or, hey, you ever thought about this? You ever thought about that? And just kind of help build a better quality program all around.
Let's discuss two of the players that are with the Las Vegas team that have gotten a certain amount of notoriety but don't have any big league time yet. Tyler Soderstrom for one, and then the other is outfielder Cody Thomas. Your profile of those.
Well, Tyler, obviously, he's fun to watch. He's a pure hitter. He's got power. He's able to do so many things with the bat. I think his development behind the plate has really started to catch hold. I think he's gotten to the point where he's kind of sensing that he's getting close to an opportunity, and he's realizing that catching is maybe that opportunity. There's a lot more enthusiasm, a lot more attention to detail compared to the first couple years he was with us. I think he was a little bit like, I just want to hit, you know, catching's okay. And I think he kind of flipped that a little bit, saying, you know what, this is important. This is what I want to do. This is where I see myself getting an opportunity in the big leagues. And just watching him from A ball, double A, and then now here in triple A, just the maturity level is very, very encouraging. So we're excited about him. Cody Thomas, here's a guy that just seems to do a lot of good things at this level, a triple A level. I would think that there should be some kind of an opening for him sometime soon. He's putting together good at-bats. He plays a good defense. Really nothing that you can kind of point out and say, well, he needs to do this or he needs to do that. The full package is there. It just maybe needs to be a little bit more seasoned, a little bit more, day-to-day, a little bit more polished. And that could happen anytime. I mean, we're in a situation in Oakland where we're looking for the best opportunity to put a winning ball club on the field right there. So if Tyler or Cody become a guy that they feel could be a part of that mix, I don't see them hesitating.
Steve, I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Of course. Anytime, Russ.
Steve Scarsone of the Oakland A's player development staff joining us. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Around the Minors. I'm Russ Langer.
Innovation is at the core of Cal State East Bay, like at our Green Biome Institute, where faculty and students preserve genetic information from California's endangered plants, or how we open doors for local entrepreneurs at our Small Business Development Center. From educators to nurses to STEM professionals, Cal State East Bay has real impact throughout the region's neighborhoods, boardrooms, and the entire economy. Be part of the innovation. Connect with Cal State East Bay at csueastbay.edu/impact.
Hey, Billy. This deck is great for getting everyone together.
Thanks. We're really enjoying the outdoor space, especially on a day like today.
What's the material?
Humboldt Redwood from Ashby Lumber. They gave us a great deal, provided us with a quick quote, and we couldn't be happier. We even found a great contractor through their online contractor directory.
Don't miss a day outdoors. Visit Ashby Lumber in Berkeley or Concord to see our stock of naturally strong, naturally beautiful Humboldt Redwood. Find out more at ashbylumber.com. For all your building needs, Ashby Lumber.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
3-2, swing and a miss. He went soft and got him again on a changeup. That's seven strikeouts, an ongoing new career high for Paul Blackburn.
A's Cast is your 24-7 home for A's baseball. Visit athletics.com/A's Cast for on-demand and live coverage of the Oakland A's. Now back to A's Total Access with Chris Townsend, presented by Chevron.
Time for the stat of the day, brought to you by Cal State East Bay. First off, we want to say happy birthday to former A, the Big Hurt, Frank Thomas. Turns 55 today. Wow, of course, Frank, what a career he had. Obviously a Baseball Hall of Famer, and he always talks about his 1 year where he finished third in the MVP balloting with the Athletics, said it was the most fun he ever had in baseball. And also happy birthday to fellow Hall of Famer and also 55 years old, hard to believe, Jeff Bagwell. So Bags and the Big Hurt, happy birthday to these guys. Interesting when we start looking at divisions and how they are doing. I've told you that the East this year, you look at their record since division started in 1969, their winning percentage in the East right now is the best we've ever seen. Now, at the end of a season, it's the AL West in 2002 and 2001 who finished with the best overall winning percentages for all the teams. You think about how good the A's were during that time. Also, the Angels, the Mariners in one of those seasons. 2001 won 116 games. Well, the East, they have a winning percentage right now, 651. The next closest was 0-2 in the West, 603. But how bad is the AL Central? The AL Central right now is so bad. Their winning percentage as a division is just 389. If that holds on, it'll be the worst since we have seen records being recorded since 1969 when division started. Really bad. All time, the 2018 AL Central had a winning percentage of just 379. Wow. So the AL Central right now, they are brutal. Coming up next, the voice of your Oakland Athletics, Ken Korak, and the pitching coach, Scott Emerson, right here on A's Total Access. It's A's Cast in the A's Radio Network.
Hit a home run with a low-rate personal loan from First United Credit Union. Their personal loans feature rates as low as 7.99% APR, and you can use the funds however you want. Plus, you could earn $100 when you apply and open a loan with promo code ATHLETICS. For more information or to apply, visit firstunitedcu.org/athletics or stop by a local branch today.
The doctor will see you now.
But do they really? Do they see you as a mother who's a daughter and a caregiver? Fearless, but sometimes fearful? A health nut with a French fry habit? An O-positive geologist named Patty, who's here today for a melanoma exam. At Kaiser Permanente, we believe the only way to care for all of you is by seeing all that is you. Kaiser Permanente, for all that is you. Learn more at kp.org.
This is A's Total Access.
Good afternoon, Ken Korak. How are you?
Hello, Chris Townsend. I'm just kind of grooving to the music in here. A little Beatles, a little Day Tripper. It's a good day for baseball at the Coliseum.
Yeah, we got some cheerleaders out on the field. It's a beautiful day. The Astros and the Athletics are warming up. Let's get it going.
Yeah, Taiwanese Heritage Day, too, as well, which is great and great to see. And, of course, he is using the opener, as you know, Chris, today for the second time. And Austin Pruitt started the other day against the Mariners. And we asked Scott Emerson, the A's pitching coach, about the theory behind the A's using the opener now.
Well, you know, what you're trying to do is you're trying to get that starter off the top of the order. Maybe when the third time comes up, you know, you're starting at a better spot, a better fall-in spot down at the bottom end of the order. So, you know, your opener's got to go out there and obviously get, you know, the first three or four guys out. And it's just giving a softer landing to Hogan today.
Yeah, talking about Hogan Harris, who had a really tough outing in his Major League debut back in mid-April here against the Mets. And we talked to Emo about Hogan Harris and the expectations for the left-hander today.
Well, you know, sometimes you come up to the big leagues, you really don't know what it's all about until you live that situation. He lived that situation, and, you know, sometimes you win, sometimes you learn. And hopefully, you know, he learned from that situation. He went down there and put in great work with our Triple-A pitching coach, Brian Corey. They feel like he got better. He made strides moving forward.
Well, in Towny, you know, with Hogan Harris, the A's feel he's an important part of their future, third-round pick. The Ragin' Cajuns, University of Louisiana Lafayette. So you just hope that he can put that appearance behind him that he had against the Mets on April 14th and build upon what he did after he was sent down to AAA.
Yeah, it's so tough to when a guy's debut and he comes in and his heart is racing and this is what he's dreamed about his entire life, and then all of a sudden it gets squirrely real fast and gets out of control. Today, a whole different day, right? You hope that Austin Pruitt comes in, gets 1, 2, 3. You're down in the bullpen. You come out. You get ready to go. Hopefully give 5 or 6, and it's a whole different outcome.
Yeah, and the A's are hoping that with the usage of the opener, it didn't work great the other day up in Seattle because Waldichuk eventually struggled, that it takes a little pressure. Let's face it, Chris, when you're 10-43, you're going to try almost anything. And the A's really believe in this, and they think that Pruitt is the guy to lead off the pitching again today.
Yeah, that's one of those deals, Ken. I think we both would agree. Like you just set the record. You can try anything at this point. I don't think anybody can criticize it.
No, and especially because the A's young starters have struggled. So they're trying to give the young starters a boost, maybe a boost of confidence. And, you know, we'll see how it goes. But I'm really intrigued. I think anybody who, when we get a chance to see a pitcher who's come up through the organization like Harris, study and perseverance too, because he's battled through a lot of injuries. And I know the A's family is rooting for Hogan Harris today.
No, it's going to be interesting. And, you know, we talked about when the Athletics saw the Astros in Houston, we can say the same thing today. These young players playing against a team that's been to the playoffs so many times. They've been to the ALCS 6 years in a row. They've been to 4 World Series. They've won 2 of them. There's a lot these young A's can learn from playing against and watching these Astros.
You would like to aspire to be that good, right, Chris? I mean, you look at what they're doing well, and hopefully you can take something out of that. The other thing, of course, is that Framber Valdez is really tough, and he blanked the A's last time the A's saw him, and it's for Valdez, it's the A's in back-to-back starts. And 2.45 ERA, allowed just 4 hits, going the distance with his shutout on Sunday. And the A's have got to find something offensively. Chris, I know you've talked about it, but just 45 hits, a 181 average over their last 8 games. So they have to figure out some way to turn that around.
Yeah, I don't think they need the opener or a guy coming in the 5th for Framber Valdez. I think he's going to be able to handle it.
It's old school to think about. You know, it's weird just to think about a complete game. Nathan Eovaldi is the only American League pitcher, and we're 1/3 of the way through the season, with more than 1 complete game this year, and he has 2. There have been 7 complete games thrown in the American League so far.
I got to tell you, and I know you do too, I feel for Scott Emerson. He's doing everything he can.
He is. He's doing a great job, and so are these coaches, and they work hard every day. And I think one of the best things is that they come out every day and they try to live in the moment and put the disappointment behind them. That doesn't mean that they haven't been disappointed, because this is eating these guys up and the players as well. It's not any fun. When you're talking about a historically tough first 1/3 of the season, nobody accepts that, Chris, but you have to live with it and people talking about it and just have to figure out some way to get things on track.
Well, I got Ken Korak and Vince Catronio. I'm just fine. You have a good call, and I'll talk to you after the ball game.
Okay, buddy.
Coming up next, A's baseball, A's and the Astros. This has been A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
This has been a presentation of the Oakland Athletics.